welcome to this episode of Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. Well, tonight we're going to have a special expert from one of my co-authoring books of Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence. The reason why tonight has been so special to me, because I think right now a lot of people, we get ready to change over to the season, and right now I think everybody just needs a little bit of inspiration. So this expert that I'll be reading will be talking about character, your wisdom, your courage, and your strength. But it's all in about excellence. So we're going to give excellence a standing ovation. So I want you, as the listeners, to understand that you have not stumbled upon this tonight, or it's not just a coincidence. I say it is a God-given appointment that you have been assigned to be listening right now. So, throughout your days of existence, you shall have excellent character, wisdom, and strength. These things will transform you wherever you go. So in my realm of character, there's a scripture that reminds me in Romans 5:3-5, and this is coming from the New International Version. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and character and hope. And hope does not put us to shame, but God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. So why is this important of character? So when we talk about character, we typically are describing the elements of a person's moral attributes. So as I go a little bit further into this story, I want to just share with you a little moment of how I grew up in developing this character. And it is my prayer as you listen that you will be reminded that although through tests and trials arise, never let your character down. However, it takes knowledge and wisdom, which will build your strength when you are faced with opposition. So just hold on. Hold on for the ride, as I will say and continue to tell you a bit of my life circumstances. I am a woman today, a woman of excellence with notable character, wisdom, and strength. Just say, this road has not been always peaches and cream, but I'm truly grateful for everything that has happened in my life. This is where now I can take a break and declare, it was acquiring the strength of endurance that has carried me thus far. I can recall moments when I believed that life was always going to be a struggle because of the obstacles that I faced within my life. I was born to a 15-year-old herself who struggled with dysfunctional family home life. It was not a stable setting. My biological grandmother decided that it would be best if I were given to a family that could better tend to my special needs. Yes, I say special needs. Well, you would not believe it looking at me today. I was born with a birth defect of my feet. However, I was not told that I was adopted until I was 10 years old. Wow, how do you think that would feel with learning this news? I've always had in my mind that my mother just didn't want me. After all, the only thing I knew was that my adoptive mother was my real mother during this time. For years growing up, I always felt that I had identity issues of discovering just who I am after learning this news about my life. I continue to struggle with feelings of rejection. Have you been there? Although I'm not saying my adoptive parents didn't give me all what I needed, they gave me the acts of love and all the care I needed, but it was just something that I felt empty discovering who I really was. When I was about 19 years old, my adoptive mother, we had a heart-to-heart conversation about my life for the future. In this conversation, she shared with me that she wanted me to connect with my biological mother. Now, that might sound crazy to you right now, but there's always a reason why things happen. You might be a little confused. And I thought to myself, I'm going to get to tell you what I said. Why in the world would she want me to connect with someone who gave me away? Well, in 3 weeks, I can tell you why. As I just said earlier, things happen for a reason. Three weeks later, my adopted mother died from a diabetic complication. So that's why one of my things, upfront mind, body, and soul, is to bring health and wellness. I guess you can say that all of this time, it was a time for preparing me. After a few months, I went by to my biological mother. She reached out to me to tell me that she had adopted a little girl. Now, that's another slap in the face, you would say. I thought to myself, how dare she ask me to come and meet someone that she had adopted when she had given me away? Initially, this meeting was very awkward. In my mind, I was talking to a total stranger that I knew nothing about, but why did she want to get to know me now? I left the meeting feeling as confused as I was in the beginning. Occasionally, I would receive calls from her, in which I thought maybe this could be the start of something called a mother-daughter relationship. It had been maybe 3 years after the death of my adoptive mother, and now my biological mother apparently wanted to connect with me. I began opening my heart to her bit by bit, but I could never ask the question, why did you give me away? So years went by, and then I became pregnant with my first child. I thought your mother in the case you can go to and turn to when you have problems. Initially, during this time, I was a single mother struggling with homelessness. So you, as the listener right now, might be asking, how did she become homeless when she was living somewhere else? Well, unfortunately, I had never grieved, and my emotional stability was chaotic. As a result, I had made some decisions that were not the best choices. I left from my father's home thinking I had found the love of my life, which we have been down that road. Some of us may have, some of us may not. So I had to leave from the home and ended up in an abusive relationship. I thought I could go to the mother for help, of course. She declined. Her response was, you made your bed, so lie in it. Have you ever had that quote given to you? It was your bed, so you lie in it. In that moment, I realized that once again, I had to take the bitter with the sweet. I also declared that I would never be placed in a position to ask her for anything. I will say that I began distancing myself from her, although she still would continue to call. And more times after she would call, it was always her adopting another child. Wow. I felt embarrassed. I felt shame. I felt guilt. But I hide it all with a smile. The walk of life just seemed to be crumbling down the road and was getting longer and longer to walk until one day a social worker heard my cry and placed me and my son in a housing program. I then decided to go into a long-term care and begin a career in nursing. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to end that right there, but I'm just giving you the little bits and pieces. So we'll be back in a few seconds on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed.
If you're not well in your body, if you're losing focus, and if you're not fulfilled, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here to aid you in giving you tips. A healthy mind will keep you focused. A healthy body will keep you well and active. A healthy soul will keep you fulfilled and content. Contact Coach Michelle at her website, IamToInspire.com. So, welcome back to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond, and I am about to continue on from where we left off. So, as we're moving on to up to where I'm at now at this point in life, as I said before, you still got to give excellence a standing ovation. It's your character that really brings you through. So, however, my life seemed to have taken a turn for the better. As I said earlier, that I have a social worker who looked out for me. However, working as a geriatric nursing assistant is very hard work. I felt that I needed more in my life. And at this point in my life, I had been working in this field for 13 years, and then I had another child, and then I had met my husband. I had to make a heartfelt decision to start my college career. So I enrolled in school and completed my associate's degree. My job where I worked as a geriatric nursing assistant had promised me, we all had those promises, that if I went to college, I would receive in career advancement. The time had come for me to receive that career advancement. The job did not deliver on their promise. I was mad. I was disgusted. And I thought to myself, why does this keep happening to me, these obstacles? In their response, they said that I needed a bachelor's degree, but at this time, there were no guarantees of job advancement. I remained hopeful and went to work with a smile, although I still had a bit of bitterness still inside. So I enrolled into classes to get my bachelor's degree and received it within 18 months later. Well, again, it seemed that life was going well. I then placed my resume for a position at the facility and was turned down again. They told me that I was not qualified and good enough to hold that position. I was crushed, and I believe me, this felt just like the moment when I had learned that I was adopted and that my mother didn't want me. One of the attributes I always have retained in my heart is hope, and that's why this message is out to you tonight. During this time, I had become involved in a church home that helped me deal with the things that I had struggled with in life, such as rejection, disappointment, and forgiveness. So in the reconciliation of not getting the job, I happened to be at a meeting and a job offer for community outreach became available. I took the job after working at the nursing home for 21 years. My role as a community outreach worker stretched me out of my comfort zone and landed me in various atmospheres with public officials, state delegates. In this role, I have received numerous awards, and the agency received multiple awards because of my work and the impact that I introduced to the community. My presence and moral good character were just what the community needed, and I delivered it. Let me just mention, sometimes we turn a blind eye when we lose focus, and people will have around you for their benefit. I was there for about 4 years on the job, and one day I was called to the director's office for a meeting where he disclosed that I had 30 days and my job would end because they no longer needed my services. I saw stars, and I was shocked. I could not move, but I wanted to slap the director through the wall. How could this happen? I was about to go to underwriting for a new home in 2 weeks. I was about to just lose all my health insurance, the new home, the deal, the business deals that I have gotten because of my affiliation with the job. However, I didn't lose my character and either my strength. I was out of work for about 3 months, and believe me, the struggle was real. In these 3 month period, I was cleaning one day and I stumbled across the journal that I had always written my feelings and expressions in. Well, again, I will say that God brings you things in your sight for a reason. I turned this journal into a book called Seize a Moment to Inspire, and it was released in October of 2017. This journey has been unbelievable ever since as a woman of excellence. This is just a taste of some of the challenges that I've faced, and I would like you as the listeners to see that these conditions were my way of processing and demonstrating character. In all these circumstances, I could have quit, but I didn't, because now I understand that God's plan is much better than my plan. Basically, in the results of my relationship with my biological mother, I will admit I still had bitterness towards her. It wasn't the greatest, but I did respect her because she was my mother. So grab your seat. Remember I told you that I would never ask her for anything else pertaining to my life? However, she asked me a question. The question was, if she died, would I take care of the youngest adoptee she was raising? The reason she asked was that she was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and only had a few months to live. My response was no. I will not take on this responsibility because I had my own children to raise. I will say that this took a lot of courage and strength to tell someone who was worried about the welfare of her grandkids. I remembered my community resources, and they all were taken care of because she died on Christmas Eve, December the 24th in 2010. Prior to her dying, she had assured me that she had life insurance. But when it was time to call in the benefit, I found out that the policy was invalid. I had to pay for the entire funeral. I had no help, from any adopted children she raised. Yes, the children she had given away had planned the funeral and provide her final resting place. As for my adoptive father, my children and my husband decided it would be best that I move back to the house because my father was having health issues. Those skills that I had mastered as a geriatric nursing assistant helped me, especially when he fell ill suddenly and I had to take care of him. Instantly, I thought about what would have happened if I had became disgruntled about them at the job for the job promotion. This surely would have messed up my assignment with him in the future. My daddy made me promise him that I wouldn't put him in a facility, and I did not. I worked long days, and at night I took care of him. He died at the age of 92, living the best quality life he could with the help of his daughter, me. I distantly learned through all of life's lessons, Some things I could not control, but God knew when these cases would arise. Although I must admit it has been challenging at times to remain positive in some of these circumstances. Again, I could have been bitter, I could have been angry, but instead I chose to become a woman of excellence. In my definition to the standards of my excellence, I give excellence a standing ovation. It is the result of not being only capable of rolling with the punches, but how you can take a swing. You cannot control everything that happens, but it is how you react to the outcome. Being groomed with gaining character, wisdom, courage, and strength has given me many awards. So today, as I speak to you as a podcast host, many accomplishments as an entrepreneur, an author, a history maker, as Talbot County's Maryland's first African-American woman who had opened up her own wellness center. The journey has just begun, and I'm ready to walk this runway as a woman walking in virtue and of excellence with my crown of character, wisdom, and strength. So for you, the reader, tonight is a special prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that those listeners, that you have put me in a path to allow them to understand while they're walking in their journeys that is virtuous. May they continue to have divine favor of wise counsel set before them as they seek your face daily for strength and structural foundation of character when opposition arises. We thank you tonight, O Heavenly Father, for all your marvelous works of helping them to become that understanding role model of a person walking in the standards of excellence. If you like what you've heard tonight, follow us back next week on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. I hope that this has blessed your soul. I'm your host. Have a blessed week. Michelle Bolden-Hammond.